idea.
No one's ever written a cartoon in 20 minutes.
Here's an idea. Hey, okay, the stupider we get, maybe the stupider the script will get.
Here's a problem with that whole story.
We should be writing this shit down. Here's an idea.
Welcome to Here's an Idea. It's the Explosive Boys. They have a podcast still. They haven't stopped.
Yippee! Hooray!
Did you hear those words you just said?
Yeah, man.
They were all there, but there was no meaning. There was no love.
And I'm Joel.
I'm excited. You got straight to the point. My name is Dev.
And I'm Rob.
Where's that?
And I'm Christopher Wilson, back at you again with an all-new tude this season.
Why are you talking like an old cowboy?
Because everyone thinks Rob and Chris are the same person, so he's got to distinguish himself.
I'm Rob, I talk like this.
Thank you, finally.
I really don't understand what the fuck is wrong with people's observational skills, because...
No, they're bad at it. They're just bad.
Rob and I have had to deal with years of saying, are you guys brothers? And now we're on a podcast and people think we sound the same, and it couldn't be further from the truth.
And I always think one of you is the father and one of you is the son.
Ah, which one's the Holy Ghost? Right? Dave's the Holy Ghost.
Dave. It's Dave.
The Holy Ghost.
Oh, you're just wishing I'm dead.
Trinity. The Holy Trinity.
I think it's kind of cute that people think Rob and Chris are brothers.
It's fucking stupid.
Kind of like Greta Van Fleet. You got the younger drummer at the back. You got the singer up the front, and they've been in a traveling band for years making comics.
Oh, the brothers.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's exactly what I just said.
Okay. We're kind of a little closer to the brothers. Wachowski sisters.
I didn't know that Greta Van Fleet was brothers, Dave. Yeah,
there's nothing.
Oh, they are brothers.
There's nothing more different than being in a band than making comic strips.
That's true.
With your buddies.
That's true. It never even gets because making comics never even gets close to cool.
No, and no one shows you their titties because you made a good comic.
Laid. Yeah, you never get laid.
No,
never.
There are many similarities. You go to a comic convention, all four of us show up. People want autographs.
They don't
crowd surf.
No.
Hang on. There's many situations that don't involve crowd surfing that still have striking similarities
Name
with
one.
What we do.
Name
one. Going to the bank as boys to open a joint bank account.
Is that what bands do?
No one.
I thought they keep cash on the mattress.
Of course they do. Aerosmith have a checking account with Chase.
No way.
They spend Aerosmith savings money.
No, they spend their cash on drugs as soon as they get
it. Does Joe Perry do what I do with my wife, where I get an alert and I go, hey, what was 200?
I thought you wanted to say where you fuck your wife.
No,
yeah, he's probably fucked your wife.
He calls Steven Tyler and goes, hey, what was $208?
What was that?
Steven Tyler goes, oh, that was a doctor's appointment.
Oh, I went to Kroger, baby.
Well, I don't see. There's nothing in the fridge.
Guys, we have a grocery budget. Why can't we just stick to it?
So that's what...
Us five members of Aerosmith living in this apartment just can't get along.
Anyway, that's exactly what we do.
No, it's not.
Yeah, you were trying to convince us how it was similar, and instead you pointed out how different it really is.
Yeah, a trip to Kroger is the similarity between a comic company and a band.
We've never shopped for groceries together. Not even one time.
That's not true.
One time, all of us went to Target.
What?
Oh, that's true. That's when we made it big boy.
And all of us stood at the counter and talked about Kit Kats like a bunch of fucking weirdos.
Yeah, we bought some onesies together. And don't forget all the times we've gone to actual Kroger's together.
That's true.
Yeah.
Oh, so
okay. I retract my statement that we've never done that.
There you go.
We do it all the time.
I made a pretty strong argument, and you guys are just going la la la, nothing like it. La la la.
Well, we didn't quite throw a TV out the window, but we did move it to another hotel room. That's pretty rock and roll. We switched TVs.
Oh yeah, we did. That was a good time.
It's most Aerosmith move ever.
Those are our bad boy years.
Yeah.
Aerosmith have moved hearts and minds.
Did you identify a better TV in a different room?
We were trying to watch Cloverfield in the Newark.
Well, that's really dated.
The Newark Airport, Howard Johnson, in the year 2010 or
2007.
It was eight. You're right. Holy shit, it was eight.
28. Yeah.
I'm pretty good at this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I take notes.
It was aught eight. We wanted to watch Cloverfield on a 17-inch CRT
well,
TV.
Well, it was aught and eight, and back then a TV was no bigger than your foot.
That's when everyone first introduced me to Human Giant, and I went, this is
fun. Human Giant's great.
Yeah.
They did a thing. This is weird. They did a thing when their show was on MTV, and it was one of those rare things where it's like, why did MTV put something good on TV?
Right.
So they canceled it really quickly.
Two seasons.
To save face.
They were transitioning to reality TV only.
Human Giant is some of the best sketch comedy. It's so fucking weird, and it's really refreshing. They did a 24-hour takeover of MTV, and a friend of mine was on it. And I knew he was going to be on it.
But he's your friend, Rob Hubel.
His name's Cornmo. He did the theme song for our show, Purgatone.
Did he do music for the Corn Maze sketch?
No.
Oh.
It was live. It was like hour 22. And I watched a lot of it to not miss him or whatever.
Yeah.
And by the end of it, everybody was like bloodshot eyes and sad and sleepy. And he comes out and plays a couple of rock and roll songs. Everyone's like, yeah, man, it's good. It's good stuff. Glad you did that.
Well, how about that?
Bed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love Human Giant. I also want to do if we're doing comedy recommendos, check out I Think You Should Leave on Netflix.
Oh, yeah. I hear it's great.
Really, really funny.
Yeah, I liked it.
Rob, what did you think?
I liked it. I thought he didn't know how to end most of the sketches. So he
kind of like us.
Kind of like us, yeah. And a lot of it was like, we're all adults, but I'm going to act like a little kid.
I don't know.
And then pretty soon everyone else is going to start acting like a kid too.
It works for me, man. it works for me.
Yeah.
I found it fun.
Most of the sketches ended with everyone in the scene agreeing to be fucking idiots, except for one person who would get harassed.
I like it a lot.
That was the thing.
That kind of sounds like they're stepping on our territory.
Maybe.
Yeah,
that
sounds like last week's script.
I just like to know that Netflix pays money for people who aren't much better at this than we are.
Yeah, where's our money? Hey, Netflix.
Hey, Netflix.
I know, we talked to them. They didn't want anything to do with us.
They've got it in a savings account. We just need to
open
it.
Listen up, Netflix. Give us our money.
Collectively.
Yeah.
They put it in a pool for us.
Me and Rob had a meeting with Netflix.
Rob and I.
No, me and Rob.
No.
Last year.
Me and Joel had that meeting.
Back in 2018, Rob and I had a meeting with Netflix.
Me and Rob is what you meant to say.
Can you go further back in time?
No.
No.
And, old English.
One of the guys that was with us said, hey, be real careful. The people we're meeting with, they just like to talk and they don't ever get to the point. And I'm like, okay.
No, wait. They said that about you?
No, about the Netflix people.
Oh, okay.
And so we got there, and sure enough, they were talking about like yard maintenance. We had like a 30-minute window, and like 28 minutes of it was like, and my grass is still growing. Oh my god! And we're like, cool. We have a show to pit.
No? Cool. All is right. It about grass?
All right. Bye.
I think they're just told they're going to have company for a bit, and they're going to sit down and listen.
Yeah, just a good little sit down.
You'll love it. Yeah.
And then at the end, they wrote us a check for $1 million, and we made
said
a
no. Not interested.
Show.
Hey, how come I've seen none of that money?
We made Altered Carbon. Do you remember? That was me and Rob.
Oh,
Rob
yeah. And I, sorry. You tried to deposit it into an ATM machine and got the check stuck.
Well, I was checking online and I didn't see any money going.
Well, me and Chris and Rob all went to the Chase Bank together, like we always do, after we hit up a Kroger.
Yeah, you were at Kroger at the time. That's why you weren't there.
I was waiting for you boys at Kroger.
You were in the vegetable aisle.
Most of our groceries.
Well, it was Wednesday. That's when we go to Kroger.
Yeah, you're picking which type of bread loaf we should get. To share
he was
in our
squeezing
apartment.
Avocados, man.
And I know which type of bread loaf we should get by now. I've done this a million times.
We've been to Kroger a million times. It's a group of boys.
Us boys love Hawaiian bread.
Oh, it's so good.
The fuck is Hawaiian bread?
What? You don't know what Hawaiian bread is?
Chris,
I have no
educate
idea
yourself.
What Hawaiian bread
you
is.
Racist.
Get King's Hawaiian bread, buddy.
It's a sweet bread. It's fluffy. It's kind of like a bun more than...
Sounds
it's
like bread. You have a crush on it, if you ask me.
Oh, I'd fuck a Hawaiian bread.
Oh, yeah.
You could fuck it.
You could. It'd be soft.
You should.
This will go into our recipe book. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, like, it's good that we can divide and conquer, that we can say, Dave, we're going to go cash the check for $1 million evenly. You go to Kroger and pick out Hawaiian bread.
All right.
Yeah. I got a job.
By evenly, do you mean 33% goes,
yeah, by
to,
who's
goes to everyone?
Yeah, by who's there?
Yeah, okay. For the bread, 33% of the bread goes to everyone. Right.
Oh, that's three rolls each.
Well, I still got to dole out the bread.
Yeah.
Like,
what if you held the bread over our heads? There? What if you said, until I get a piece of that million, I'm keeping all the bread?
Oh, no.
That's extortion.
This will destroy, explode them.
Well, that's blackmail, Dave. I'm getting the cops.
I've got all these photos of Dave fucking this bread. what if we blackmail him?
That's because he
put the bread down, sir.
He sent them to me.
Show us your bread.
Show us your dick.
And your dick.
Gotta confirm it's the same.
Oh, it's the same thing.
As
he's
in the
got
photos.
It, he's got it in the bread.
I love the idea of you get stopped by the cop. He rolls down the window. Mm-hmm. And you have to tell him, you have to let him know, you know, when he asks for your license, like you're going to reach somewhere.
Right.
You might have
I'm
a weapon.
I'm going to be reaching for my dick now.
It's inside my bread if I'm allowed to get it.
It's in my bread.
Officer, I want to warn you that I do carry my dick concealed in a loaf of bread.
Yeah, I've got a concealed dick license, so...
Well, it's open carry in Texas, so I just walk around with my cock.
Hanging out in your holster? Hanging.
Concealed and air sealed.
What if we had a little holster on a belt strap that you put right in front of your pants. Here's an idea.
Okay.
I did this on Soul Calibur recently, actually.
Okay, so you take your cock out.
Sell me the product.
Okay. And you put it in the holster.
Why?
Sold.
So they can just see the top, like, curve of your dick. Just why? The trunk.
Wait, does it bend?
So they know you're packing.
Back in or... Right.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. They don't know how deep it goes, so you could wear a really big holster.
Like a shotgun,
like a really
one.
Tiny dick in it.
Oh,
yeah.
But
that's also handy for those boners you get. You would have gotten to school where they just kind of happen.
Hold it down.
Yeah, that you specifically, Joel, the boners you get.
Yeah, I always get boners when I walk past a school.
Anytime somebody started talking about the Magna Carta, I couldn't help.
Child sex.
Yeah,
the Vagina Carta.
Mitochondria does it for me.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Cell division, baby.
But, I'll be power bottom. You be powerhouse.
Had an instance of an unwanted boner that they had to like conceal, but it was also noticed.
Every boner is unwanted.
Oh no, I've never had. Not that I know of.
Oh, I have.
Not that I know.
Oh, the scorn. It's like that fucking walk of shame in Game of Thrones. It's dreadful.
You bring it up. No, I've never had anyone notice my boner, which is a shame because I've like get it touched up and stuff.
Yeah, you're really trying to get people to notice it.
Yeah.
Like, what?
What about those letters from an anonymous admirer, Chris? Have you been reading those?
Well, he knows who it is
about
now.
About
you know the ones that should say things like lovely. Delicious looking boner.
Are you sure those aren't just like those candy Valentine hearts?
Nice boner.
I'm not sure that's from anyone at the factory having a crush on me.
They didn't make those this year,
crush.
Which no one noticed.
They didn't?
No. They were owned by Necco, and Necco went out of business, and nobody bought the Candy Hearts license, so there weren't any in 2018.
Oh, that's why no one sent me a Valentine. That's the only reason.
Yeah, that's why no one loves you.
Wow.
I'm surprised Nestle haven't made them politically yet. You pick one up, and it says, water is not a right.
My dad used to always say, Necco wafers made your dick bigger.
Well,
he would say that about any food that he liked.
If you stuff them inside.
If you take two wafers.
If you cram a full Necco wafer into your dick, then yeah, it's going to be a different shape.
That's
for
too
sure.
Dusty, man. Too chalky.
It's very dusty.
You would jizz a cloud.
Is it dry in here?
It would sound like an old cartoon car starting, right?
Can someone turn on a humidifier? It's really...
Oh, my God.
Really dry in
here.
You know,
if jizz was a fine mist, I think everyone would appreciate it.
Well, it is for many animals. Oh. Like they
fish.
Clouds and snails, I think, right? They have a cloud of spores. Yeah.
Ooh, spore cloud.
I'd love to do a spore cloud.
It'd be fun.
Yeah, that'd be
amazing.
Nobody
could get mad.
No, they'd be like, cool.
I would do it at weddings when the bride and groom are walking through.
Yeah, is it refreshing?
Oh, wait, and it's like confetti where you go...
Yeah.
No, yours would be like rice. Yours would be little pellets.
Mine? Why mine?
Because you said like a wedding.
Mine would be like sparklers.
Yeah, Chris's would be on fire.
Yeah.
And mine would be a refreshing mist, like those tents in hot places that are like misting on your head. And you go,
the one
so
you
grateful.
Squirt behind your ear.
I'm so grateful
cooling
for
down.
This.
Like a terrarium or like the, vegetables at a supermarket.
Yes, it'd be at a Kroger. And then somebody says, oh, I didn't get any. And I'd say, you're going to have to wait like... an hour.
Yeah, and then you make thunder sounds.
And it's not going to be as much the next time.
Yeah,
so.
I like it.
I was about to mention silly string, but I don't think actual semen's too far off. Semen string. It's not too far off from it in concept. You know, arcing ropes.
Yeah, slinging ropes.
But not 12 feet, man. Silly string goes
how
like
far
12,
does silly
20
string
feet.
Go?
Like 12 to 20 feet.
You know, I have no idea how far jizz goes. I've never jizzed into open air to see
that's
how far
true.
It goes. Not once in my life.
Jizz can last you like a good month if you jizzed. Eat what you need and no more.
Now that I'm thinking about it, I'm kind of disappointed in myself because I'm normally very scientifically minded. And at one point, I should have jizzed outward just to see how far it goes.
That's
I
mean, more
it's
of
not
a
too
sport,
late.
Though. Not, no, that's what I'm doing tonight.
It's less of a science and it's more of like an athletic accomplishment. You know, it's like the long jump.
And yeah, and much like a long jump, I want to encourage you to put like tape markings on the floor.
Hold on. Hey, Google, how far can someone jizz?
Eat my dick, Rob.
These are the top results.
Oh, well, that's boring.
It's just porns.
It just says, it doesn't actually say.
Yeah.
There's a
look up force of male ejaculate.
Maybe we can get a grant for this and run some tests.
Oh man, can we go cash a 4-boy check for this, please?
Yeah, please.
Click that link that says throbbing
thirst
man
ropes.
Plumber.
Throbbing thirst ropes.
We gotta this is what we gotta do. We gotta lay down some tape. We gotta definitely wear cleats so we don't get knocked backwards from the force.
And I gotta look up what cleats are.
Yeah, and then we all stand in a row and we go for distance.
Yeah, exactly. They're the shoes with the spikes that they use in sports.
So we call them crimps.
Oh, really?
But we have, but
they're weird, right?
There have to be dividers between us because it'll affect the outcome if you can see three boy dicks while you're doing it.
Yeah, it'll make me go farther.
Yeah, it would give you too much.
Yeah,
too much
I would
force.
Hope that we could do it relay style where like Dave you. And then I jizz and it shoots it further and then
I run up behind you
and jizz into your ass crack
and I jizz onto your back and then you start go
it's a domino
really
effect
if someone jizzed on my back so.
Yeah, it's kind of like when you slap horses but you just start running going
or like when you jizz on a horse's butt, they run away.
But that means someone at the end gets to jizz on nobody and feel left out.
No, that guy jizzes right on the judge.
Right into the torch.
Yeah, there's a judge at the very end with his mouth open. Yeah. The first guy.
Bringing in the summer games.
I declare
bringing
I declare
his jizzy
these,
torch to the...
I declare these Olympics open.
Yeah.
As the jizz torch is alight.
What do you mean
they dropped the funding on this year's Olympics?
You know, that would be...
Isn't the carrying of the torch a...
The jizz torch?
It's where you run around the country.
Yeah, so people run around the country jizzing in each other's hands.
Carrying large piles of cum.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, people are already doing that. Might as well do it for an accomplishment.
Guys, I'm so glad we're keeping it classy.
And then aliens come down and they're like, what are your accomplishments?
I jizzed 20 meters. No, feet.
Wait. I jizzed near my house and then someone carried it 2,000 miles away on foot. And then whoa!
We can jizz into the next quadrant.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, they're like,
who invited you to the Olympics?
Saved. Jeez.
These are honorable people.
Yeah, give them the secret to all disease cures. thanks.
Oh.
Speaking of aliens.
Yeah.
I always imagine, like think about the scenario where a UFO flies down, lands in the middle of a field or whatever, and they, you know, the first person they encounter is someone who's actually a dick.
Yeah.
Someone that's like, I'm going to teach them all the wrong things.
Oh.
Where they're trying to emulate humans a bit. And the guy's like, just say the word balls a lot.
Balls, never balls, done that balls, balls.
This sounds very Kilgore Trout.
Balls. So they go to the White House and it's like, I'm not going to do the voice. We're very pleased to have you here. Distinguished visitors from beyond the stars.
Balls, balls.
And yes, you'll fit right in.
Yeah, there's one guy behind the corner going.
And then we all get vaporized.
Dave, you understand you're explaining all of our origin stories. We are those aliens.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
And that's why we always talk about jizz and balls and butts and.
That's what's happening.
That's why.
What's happening to my kid right now.
Yeah, you got men in black, so you don't remember.
Oh. Right. What's your kid doing with jizz and balls and butts? What are you talking about?
No, I'm just teaching him words like balls.
Oh, he's going balls.
And then I'm standing. Yeah, and then my wife's holding him.
Who?
No.
His wife's holding the balls. Yeah.
Okay. I'm standing around the corner going,
he's saying balls.
Hey, do you want to know something? That's funny exactly for a second, and then the kid will repeat it for 6 months.
Yeah.
And it gets not
He'll
funny.
Use it as a conjunction. You know, I was thinking, like, maybe babies are actually kind of aware, but they know that they're never going to remember what they do. So they're like, this is the best time to shit up my own back and not remember it.
Yeah. It's kind of like being blackout drunk.
Yeah.
Using it as an excuse to be shitty.
So your brain has a bell curve where it's hyper vigilant for the first year, and then it turns off.
Yeah.
For about a year.
Yeah. Exactly. Like, this is the only time I can fucking suck on my whole foot and not feel bad about it because I won't remember it later.
Man.
Can you put your foot in your mouth, Chris?
I haven't tried.
I can't.
I'll put Chris's foot in my mouth.
When's the last time you gave that a go?
We went to the bank, all four of us.
I got my foot stuck in the ATM. Yeah.
We had to suck it out. Yeah. Rob was got a toe in there. We had to suck it out.
Yep.
Yeah, because the ATM tells you to conceal your password. And so... It's impossible to read what someone's typing in if they're using their feet.
So you use your foot, you cover it with your balls, you get stuck, and then three boys have to come suck you out.
So on the topic of feet, I feel like I know where certain fetishes come from, like furry fetish. I feel like I...
Well, go on.
Well, why is a foot fetish so prominent? You know, because it's like one of the most prominent fetishes, but where the fuck does it come from?
I don't know. Let me tell you something as a precursor. I personally...
They have a good road crew.
Yeah.
I fucking hate feet. I don't like them.
Yeah.
I don't like looking at my own.
They're pretty polarizing.
I don't want to suck them.
Don't want to walk on them.
Don't want to put my mouth on them.
I don't want to cover them in shoes.
So you know use for them.
God damn it.
You get them all in concrete.
Yeah, just get diabetes and you can get rid of them.
Have you been encouraging your son not to have feet?
Stop having feet.
Stop it.
Be a fish boy.
Stop it. You're cramming his foot into his mouth in hopes that he bites it off.
Eat it.
Well, in hopes that he tastes it and goes, oh, this is gross, Dad. Yeah, no, remember that.
You gave him a fetish.
What if he gets his first boner while sucking his foot?
Yeah, that's how it happens. That's how it happens.
Exactly.
Chris, you're not entirely wrong. There's a lot of science that says that most sexual fetishes are born accidentally in childhood.
That's true.
And so if you have a positive association with sucking your own feet, it might just stick in the back of your brain.
Well, then why I cram why do I have Lego a boys up my ass?
Yes.
Well, then how do I have such a urging strong fetish for lesbians? How did that happen when I was a baby?
Because that's just fucking hot. That's just real fucking hot.
Yeah, I like
that. Is that your kink?
Everybody likes watching ladies.
See, everyone does. Like, I don't agree with people who are, you know, you always hear those douchebags who are fucking lying where they're like, I actually don't watch porn. I get laid instead.
Chris, to your point a second ago, I don't think being into lesbians is necessarily a fetish. I think it's like you like ladies, and what's better than one lady?
Two ladies.
And I think that's actually true.
I think it's that simple.
I think there is
So I'm being pragmatic.
I think there's a version. Yeah, there's a version of man libido where it's like, this would be so much more efficient if I didn't have to look at a dude's butt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But... And then I'll say, I think there's a level of sexual maturity that you have to reach where you can go, actually, a nice dick's not bad in the right context.
It's fine.
I'd like to see a dick plow that.
Right. Yeah, you have dick preferences as well. Yeah. But you're like, oh, that one's really bendy.
Oh, man, bendy ones. Guys, I'm so sorry. I know you can't do anything about it.
Or that one
bends
in the middle. It doesn't look hard enough.
You ever seen one with a knot in the middle?
What?
Have you ever seen one that kind of has sort of a bulge in the middle?
Yeah.
It gets bigger and then
like
smaller.
It looks like it's been broken.
It does look like a broken nose.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. It's got like Owen Wilson syndrome.
That's why I keep...
I bet his dick looks terrible.
Yeah. Hey, man, your dick
it's been
looks
broken
like
so
Jesus
many times.
I'm glad I keep my dick. Glad I keep my dick in a holster so you guys can't make fun of it.
You don't want someone
my dick got broke.
Try to grab it from you, though. Like, say you get in a tussle.
Yeah,
that'd be an easy handle to grab. You want a slippery, thin dick if you're in a grabbing contest.
Yeah, if it's in a holster, they can pick you up like a teapot.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
tip
no.
me over and pour me out.
All over your chest.
Jeez.
Yeah. Jeez.
Like a teapot. You could hold someone like a fucking AK-47. Like a machine gun.
Yeah. If I popped your dick up your butt, I could hold you like a lunch pail.
Wow. That's a sentence that's never been uttered in human history.
What's a lunch pail? Is that where you keep your lunch meat in a bucket?
No, lunchbox.
I'm glad we're all explaining our fetishes.
Boys.
My fetish for lunch pails is not going to be questioned.
Do any of the other guys say lunch pail?
I say lunchbox.
Just a Joel thing.
Lunchbox.
I say lunchbox.
Lunch pail is an older term.
It just makes it sound like a
black
bucket.
And white TV.
Like a bucket full of your sandwiches.
It's kind of a bucket.
Yeah,
a bucket full of cheese and ham.
But when something has a lid, it's no longer a bucket, right?
Yeah, guys, I come from Southeast Texas,
yeah,
all right?
It's a bucket full of worms.
Yeah, 1700s.
Here's lunch.
Texas.
Texas is still in the 1700s.
Head down to the old lunch pail. Gonna find some ham in the Rio Grande.
Make America 1789 again.
Lunch pails maybe are what they had in Rome when they were...
Sorry,
don't
Chris.
Don't get it.
I want to keep talking about jizz.
It's the devil sound.
Okay, pick it up.
All right, let's pick it up. Here we go. Hello?
Hello, boys.
Oh, hey. How's it going?
Hey, hang on. Shut up.
Didn't know you'd...
Hi, you've reached the boys. We're not in. Leave
the
message. We're at Kroger and or the bank together.
That's very, beep, very beep. Cute. Very, very cute. I want you guys to know that my patience is beep. Very thin today.
Beep.
Very,
oh,
very thin.
She ignored the beep.
Yeah, no. Listen. All right.
No one knows the beep.
I want you guys to know, a dead little birdie told me that
Chris?
On the last time that you guys all got together and had a little chat
at the bank.
And
went to Kroger
and everything, you were sexually objectifying me, talking about me in a totally disgusting, filthy way.
Hang on.
That
was a different Mrs. Explosive.
Hang on.
And also, I did not take kindly to your little prank, boys. But we did have a nice one-to-one, Chris. A dinner or a nice business luncheon, didn't we, Chris?
It was very efficient, Mrs. E. It was very positive.
Did you get served luncheon with a pail, Mrs. Explosion?
They never even ate.
Well, there was a pommes frites with a pail.
Yeah, on a bucket. Wow. But that's neither here nor there. Listen, I'm not impressed. I'm not impressed.
Hey, don't you know that anytime four boys get together, they talk about ladies and doing it and all that shit
talk.
And cramming clams and all that?
Yeah. To be fair, Mrs. E, you're the only lady that we've spoken to in years. at least a decade. Yeah.
Legally.
I mean, we're all thirsty.
The only women I've talked to for months has just been Rob, Dave, or Joel pretending to be a woman.
Well, sometimes Siri.
I just want you guys to know that if I ever hear of you referring to me like that again, I'm going to French braid all of your dicks together. Just going to
Yes!
And I mean, I'm really good at French braiding.
I'm so happy to hear that, because I'm fed up of telling Joel to push his balls forward so he looks like a woman from behind.
Yeah.
You know, we'll have beautiful curls in the morning.
I do. Mrs. Explosion, tell me if you think this is weird. When Dave gets really thirsty, I'll sort of mash my balls around until they look like a vagina.
And then I'll fuck it.
And then he'll fuck it.
That's not weird.
Wow, that is,
and then we measure
funny.
How
yeah.
far the jizz goes.
I think that's pretty weird, but I guess you guys are being ingenuitive. Like
it's like you eat rats if you're hungry enough. You know?
Or I'll eat Dave.
Like I think that's weird in any custom.
Ate a bunch of hot sauce packets. I get it.
If you want to send us some hot sauce, that's good.
It does help us survive, you know. It helps us keep going.
Sounds like you guys are making
Dave's
plenty
feet
of your
taste better.
Hot sauce, but, you know.
Oh, man.
It's pretty spicy in here.
You know, girl.
What awful things did we say about you, Mrs.
Nothing.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Nothing.
Horrible things.
That's what?
Anyway, if you guys ever even think of me as a sexual being.
Oh. I think of you as a being.
I think of you as a monster.
I think of you as a curse, like a bad omen.
I can't.
I think of you as a shadow over the world.
The horrors that I bring to you are unfathomable. You know,
see?
Like
monster.
They're very Lovecraftian. That's all I want to say.
They're inexplicable.
Listen, all I remember is us saying good things. We talked about how you would ghost Chris by vanishing in a swarm of bats. That's a compliment.
You also had some sort of cute something or other about how you got some, Chris. Excuse me?
Yeah.
Got
some pommes frites.
Yeah, we got some. I got some stinky muscles and some scripts done.
Well, damn, that guy got some stinky muscles.
Man, you got that girl stinky muscle, Chris?
Yeah. I want you to know that I had very little respect for you, if any.
Did you try the clam?
That's going to really get in the way of our dating.
Hey, much Dave. Less now. And I will never, ever, ever allow you to reach me on a personal level ever again. I opened up to you guys and you manipulated me.
Are you off limits?
I'm off limits.
But are we still dating?
No. I need a script.
Yeah. Oh, you're my ex now?
Boys.
Mrs. X?
Hey.
No.
We were never dating. That was a business luncheon, if you'll remember. We were very, very, very
specific about it.
Yeah.
Chris, can you get your woman in check? Because she's kind of ugly.
Sorry, guys. I meant to keep my hoe on a leash.
Boys,
please.
I am about to explode into fire. And before I'm going to do that, I need to tell you what script I need.
Okay.
So,
fine. I hope it's about you having a hot, sexy time with Chris.
Yeah, let's make it a fanfic.
You guys don't take any of this seriously. You just wait.
Everything's sexualized in this room, Mrs. E.
You guys are going to sleep.
What are you going to do? Date us?
You wish that I'd date you. You wish. I will unhinge my jaw.
Boys, we're getting nice.
Come on. Keep going.
God, stop it.
What next?
Listen, I need a script.
What are your feet doing?
All right, you guys are going to be in the wild, wild west, all right?
Ooh.
And you're on the last leg of a 6-month trek across the Oregon Trail. Go.
Oh.
Mrs. Explosum, I have a request.
What?
If we do a really good job today, can you get me away from these thirsty, ravenous boys?
You have been the least disgusting out of all of these boys. And you're disgusting.
Mrs. E.
I'm hideous, yeah.
Have you tasted his feet?
Oh, no.
They're gross.
Well, no.
I rub Cheez-Its in them every night.
That's what I want that hot sauce for.
Where are you getting
my complexion going.
Huh? Where are you getting the Cheez-Its?
I have a mouse friend that brings them in.
Oh.
Hey, Dave. He's been sneaking them in.
Buddy.
All right. Well.
What are they?
They're just not Cheez-Its. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
Listen. All right, guys. We're on the Oregon Trail. 6 months. We've been on a long time thing.
Almost there.
I have one request on benefit of Tasty Foot Dave. Let's not all yell at him this time.
All right.
Let me get my bit in.
Here we go. Dusty Trail.
Oh, damn. Twist my ankle on a wagon rut. Someone's gonna have to carry me. I'm on my last leg.
Now, hang on. How am I supposed to carry you if I'm already carrying me?
I don't know. Maybe you can hitch me to the back of your back belt loop. And
hey, fellas, I'll carry both of you on account of, well, found my strength today. Cletus? I think I got the strength to move on Cletus, account of the fact that I had to eat my dog.
I was going to ask how you found your strength, Cletus, but it sounds like you had a tragedy.
That's right. Pearl Yupper, he weren't doing so well, so I threw him in the old gub. Now my vitality's gone up plus one.
Well, at least you don't have to carry him anymore, Cletus.
You ever tried to do a two-man fireman's carry? Because I'm about to.
I was thinking here's a way that we could make it easier on you, Cletus.
What you got, John?
Jasper and I could French braid our dicks together, and then you could put us over your neck like a yoke.
Oh, I could put you around my neck like one of those Viking ladies with the
milkmaid.
With the ham pails.
Yeah, a pail of ham. That's right.
All right, fellas. We just need a beautiful Missy here we need someone that can braid dicks.
Why, y'all looking at me because I'm the only female on this here wagon train?
Hey, Clementine.
Who's that beautiful, sweet darling?
Well, I'm 15, so let's not get too excited.
Well, you're middle-aged, girly.
You'll be able to bear children soon.
Yeah, well, you turned this whole skit not safe for work.
Yeah, if there's corn in the field, plow.
Don't you know the life expectancy of a woman is 16?
Yeah, because she dies during childbirth at 15.
Well, it's a good thing it's 1836, or this conversation would be mighty inappropriate.
It would be. It would be bad at best very bad at worst.
Well, what was this about Braden Dix?
Say, fellers. Oh, right. Let's pull our dicks out of our holsters, guys.
Say, fellers, before we go, Cletus, further.
Oh, a rattlesnake.
Jasper, whoever you are.
Your girl's got to introduce me. You boys got to introduce me to this fine feeling.
Oh, Cletus, you haven't met Clementine?
I have not, John. Oh, I have not, goodness. Jasper.
Everybody west of the Mississippi knows Clementine, ain't that right, darling?
All right,
everyone knows me.
Jasper, do you want to do the standard introductory song about Clementine that we sing every time somebody wants to meet her?
Only if you'll join in as harmony.
I will harmonize. That's my specialty.
Sing it for me.
Hey, fellas, how can I help with the song?
Oh, just listen and enjoy. It's for your benefit.
Ears wide open, boys.
If you don't mind doing a beatbox beat for us,
if you could do some hip-hop beatbox, that'd be great.
Well, all right. Here we go. Oh, my darling. Oh, my darling. Oh, my darling Clementine.
That's me.
She's got a box that goes on forever.
What?
Dreadful sorrow, Clementine.
Yeah, that's it.
Ah, brings me back.
She's well endowed, is what we're saying.
She's got a cooter that tastes like a fine wine.
There you go.
She's a fine young filly by the name of Clementine. There you go, fellas. What do you think?
You men sure know how to harass a child.
Well, as you know, it's the old Western tradition of adding a verse to song when you're in mind of talking to a beautiful lady.
Yeah.
Y'all, the sun's going down in Oregon, closes at 8 p.m., so we better braid y'all up and get on the wagon, all right?
Well, Clementine's got a point, but listen, darling, we're kind of Leroy here, and I can't walk very well, so we're going to need carried. And,
for sure, a lot of people with injuries.
I hope it doesn't slow us down. Right, our bones are poking out.
Wait a minute.
Is this your first day on the Oregon Trail,
man? I didn't know any better, and I'm only 15, I'd say you guys are injuring yourselves just so I can braid your dicks together.
Nope.
Is that a fair assessment?
That's not the fairest assessment I've ever heard. I don't think so.
What a bunch of hogwash.
What about Norm over there smashing his foot with a hammer?
You know that Norm's our blacksmith, and he's just trying to fix this wagon wheel, but he accidentally smashed his dick flat.
He's also our only shoemaker, so he's obviously doing some repairs.
And obviously, he's such an enthused blacksmith that he darn ran out of shoes, so he just gonna smash those feet up.
And Cookie over here, Cookie, he took two coconuts and smashed his dick between them because he was making breakfast.
Hello.
That's right, Cookie.
Well, okay.
Where'd you get them coconuts?
That classic Cookie line. Hello.
Well, everyone who's got injuries, get in close.
Hey, me too. My dick's hurt. I'm coming.
What happened to yours?
I got a hurt dick, too.
What'd you guys do?
It got run over by a buffalo.
There's no buffalo around here. We already extincted him.
I ain't touched my dick.
Wait a minute.
Hey, you guys had his frostbite right on the tip. Hey,
that guy's all the way over there.
And I'm just 8 years old, and I also have a hurt dick.
Okay.
I think the last one was a coyote. Weird.
What? poor thing.
Well, right, everybody with a hurt dick stand in sort of a circle.
Let me do my magic. Yeah,
Clementine. Put Clementine.
Clementine.
In the
right.
Clementine.
I don't want right. to. I don't want to pressure you too much. But if you don't braid all our dicks together, we might die. No pressure.
That's true.
That's the only way we're going to survive this dreadful Oregon Trail.
Also, this Clementine, let me just make it clear. We ain't fixing to make no circle jerk. We are just preparing in case the dev,
if you can get us
engines come
all into a circle,
us.
Then we can roll and no one will have to carry anybody.
That's right.
It's going to be a human wagon wheel of dick spokes.
What about the rivers?
High five,
hey,
John.
That's right. We'll ford this river.
If I braid you guys into a big circle, we can roll downhill right into Oregon.
That's correct. And you could run inside us like a hamster wheel.
All right.
You got a beautiful voice, darling. Hang on there, tell me that.
If you could sing to us while you braid our dicks. Everybody, pop your dick out of your holster.
All right.
Okay.
Nope. Here comes out the old John Thomas.
All right, Clementine, hit us with
here
a song.
Go.
And here comes John Thomas
play
with his dick out.
Hey, I got a dick, too.
Play that banjo for me while I... I've been braiding up them dicks all the live long day. I've been tying people's dicks up. And then, you know, it's not gay.
Yeah!
A woman wants me to touch their dicks. And it's not just because I'm 15. It's because I'm the best dick tire that the West has ever seen. All right.
All right, boys.
Oh, my goodness.
What a montage.
That's a perfect tie braid if I've ever seen one.
All right. We are perfectly French braided into a wagon wheel of dick boys.
All right, boys. This puts me in mind of a celebration. Now we got all our dicks tied together.
Clementine, tip us up on our side.
Get ready.
Oh, you got that right, Jasper. Okay, now tip us up on our side.
Here we go. I'm going to give you a nice old
all right, don't
nice
push us
push.
Yet. We got to pray to the Lord.
Dear right. Heavenly sure Father, please bless right. this dick braid. Help us forward and cock the cocks and forward across the river without losing too much of our
amen,
ammunition.
Lord.
And
amen.
Rami.
Hallelujah.
John.
Hallelujah.
Jasper.
Yes, sir. Yep. Cletus.
Before we go.
Yes.
What you gonna do once you get to Oregon?
Oh, I think the first thing I'm gonna do is untie my dick from this rat king of penises that we've got ourselves in.
Oh.
And then I'm gonna chop down a tree and build a church.
Sounds beautiful.
Out of
John.
One tree.
What about you, Jasper? What you fixing to do?
Oh, I'm just gonna perpetuate racism there until they try to pretend like it's not there no more.
All right. Oh, sometime around, let's say, I don't know, 150 years from now,
that's
they
right.
think they've all got it figured out, but they don't.
Yeah,
all right,
that's right.
My turn
and
to pray.
After that, I'm probably just going to open up a food cart.
Everybody left right. beautiful Clementine.
Clementine, hang on, Clementine, it's mighty unusual for a woman to speak,
know,
especially in church.
I got a heavy conscience, and I got to say my prayer before
okay.
I push
you
on
know
Oregon.
Okay. That when a woman speaks, the devil enters her mouth.
The devil listens.
Dear Lord.
Yes, hallelujah, Lord.
Please forgive me for pushing these gross racist pedophiles into a river
please
instead
forgive.
Of pushing them into Oregon like I said
what?
I was.
No!
Oh, no!
Calm down, no!
We done brought this on ourselves.
It was worth it!
Oh, well, she touched my dick!
Goodbye, everybody. Hope there's room in hell for you. And there's room in Oregon for me.
Someone grab my dick.
And with that, Clementine made her way to Oregon to settle down in a new life.
Wow.
And ain't that right, boys?
And she died immediately from childbirth.
All right, play
the
it
end.
Out.
Tell us the end.
The end.
The end. Yeah, where's the violin?
Mrs.
Where's the
E. Yeah. Man, do we
come
have
on.
A great script for
hero.
You today? What
oh,
do you think?
Boy. Well, you know, at first I was listening, and the fact that I was so angry with you guys was kind of getting in the way of me giving
your ears
a shit about
throbbing?
Anything. That, yeah, you know, I was thinking of all the different ways that you guys could die, and all of the different like you know animals that could eat your remains and things like that. So I was
in
a little
Oregon?
Bit lost. And at first I was a little disappointed because there wasn't a lot of like starvation or, but there were broken bones.
There's a lot of thirst though.
There's broken boners.
Good. Yeah. I'm proud of you guys for not going to the standard dysentery.
Thank you.
Route. That was nice.
Yes, yeah. We're very original. Thank
and,
you.
And the pedophile death
it's a very
at the
entry
end
level
was,
disease.
You know, it was, you know, guys.
Mrs. E, it's not pedophiles if they're all
no,
doing it.
I'm telling you.
Yeah. Is our pedophile script stack getting too tall?
No, I just want you guys to know that I can't stay mad at you.
Aww.
Oh, yeah. We gotcha.
That was,
also,
I mean,
can you...
that was good. I like the pedophiles getting their dicks braided together and pushed into a river.
Yeah. I would hope it'd be very vicarious for you, since that's what you wanted to happen to us.
Absolutely. It was. Yeah. I was just
did you like the lady?
A lot of fan service.
The lady protagonist.
Yeah. I did. Yeah, Clementine.
Yeah, our strong female
what she believed in,
lead.
And I really, really appreciated that. You know,
she got a beautiful good. Voice.
Yeah, yeah, very beautiful voice. Did you guys have a woman in there? I didn't realize that you were a lady.
No, no way.
You wouldn't.
You haven't let us have a woman in here.
I mean, on Wednesdays he's the woman.
Yeah, well.
So yeah, we take turns.
Yeah.
We definitely take turns.
Okay.
I draw a face on his butt and then I kiss it.
No, that would suggest woman is a synonym for bitch.
Yeah.
Which it's not.
And oh, I do, okay. Rob's the bitch.
You. Rob's the bitch.
I do Tucking Tuesdays, mama.
Oh, mama. Well, I'm less disappointed in you guys than I was earlier today.
Yes! I do Freaky Feet Fridays.
Yikes. And with that, I'm going to go.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
All
right.
See you next week.
Okay.
Love you. I'll see you later. Right?
Don't talk about me ever again without
love
my consent.
You.
Bye.
See you later.
Bye.
Call me.
Okay.
Well, we did it. Guys, I think she's thirsty.
Oh, yeah. She's playing hard to get.
I think despite everything she just said, I think she's really happy with this ramping up relationship with Chris and how much we're all into it.
She's, she's just playing her girl game, you know? She's playing hard to get. Oh, she's playing hard to imagine, hard to picture, hard to avoid.
Hard to see.
Hard to see.
Hard to be near.
Hard to listen to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, classic moves.
Yeah. Hard to perceive in this plane of reality.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Totally. Ladies, am I right?
Hard to understand. Yeah.
Yeah, they be shopping and they be turning into bats.
Women, man.
Good.
Guys, how did you feel about the work we put in
tonight? I loved it.
Yeah.
I'm proud of us as boys.
It had girl power.
It was good.
I think, I think if this was a relay race of dicks, I think we crossed the finish line.
Yeah.
Well done,
yeah,
boys.
It was very, I love the historical accuracies, you know?
Oh, yeah. People were always breaking their feet to get a 15-year-old to touch their dick in the 1800s.
All the time.
Yeah, I didn't get the chance, but I didn't want Owen Wilson to show up as one of the dick hurt cowboys.
I also love that there's one hill that ramps into Oregon, and we went right over it. Yeah. Just one big hill.
Yeah, you were so close.
She pushed us up it and then let us roll down into a river.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rolling in a river.
Rolling
in a river.
I liked it. I think I don't like it when our goals line up with Mrs. E's, but hey, when it's good, it's good.
Hey, yeah, I know. I mean, it's important sometimes to give her a win.
Yeah,
you know?
A little pandering doesn't hurt.
No, never hurt anybody.
Yeah, yeah, like, man. I mean, just look at Star Wars for the last 3 years.
play to the audience, you know?
All right, guys.
Boys.
We did it.
We did it.
Yes.
I think we need, first of all, let's celebrate.
Ooh, boy
kisses.
Let's all
fuck a King's Hawaiian bread.
Okay.
I got it. I brought a six pack.
How'd you get food?
Oh, I smuggled it in and inside my dick.
Oh, wow.
You're my friend.
Shoot it out.
Wow. Yeah, shoot out your dick.
Oh,
there
those rolls.
Oh, that's good.
Big puffy dick rolls.
I mean, not the bread crust, but the other crust.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well,
it's an acquired taste.
He needs cortisone cream.
Well, guys.
Tastes like cheese.
We started and ended on dicks and Hawaiian rolls.
Yeah, it was a
whole
episode.
We're true to ourselves.
And here we are.
We're true to our premise.
Yep.
Success all around.
Yay.
Big high fives. Yay.
Yeah.
Kisses.
Big kisses.
We did it.
Guys, do you think we'd write less about dicks if we weren't kept away from women?
Yes.
I feel like that's where Mrs. E is shooting herself in the foot to get her dick braided.
Yeah, we should.
That's where I'm going to be shooting on her foot.
What?
If I ever see it.
It's not Friday yet.
Oh, okay. Let's do that thing where we say this stuff at the end. Go to our Patreon, patreon.com/cyanide_happiness_ Twitter @ Here's an Idea Pod. Email us at podcast@explosum.net, even though we rarely get to them.
Yes.
Is that it?
Be sure to check out Google Images at images.google.com.
And maps. They do a map service now, and it's free.
I love it.
Do you ever just get lost in Google Maps? You have a little wander around in Street View?
Yeah, I do that all the time. I'm going to give
every podophile a little Easter egg. Hmm. If you go to the Google Street Map for the Wizarding World of Harry Potter and look around and people coming out of the shops, I'm there.
Whoa.
Yeah?
Yeah, we walked right past a Google guy.
You really are a wizard.
My face is blurred, though, but you'll notice. I got a plaid shirt.
How do you do
this?
This guy's too weird looking.
Is the face blur a spell?
Yeah, it's Obscurious Spiritus.
Cool.
Right.
All right, that's all. That's all I've got.
Adios.
Bye.
Mwah.
Mwah.
Here's an idea is an Explosum production. For more comics, cartoons, podcasts, video games, and lots more internet, go to Explosum.net. Explosum.net. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Explosum Entertainment. If you have comments for the podcast, email us at podcast@explosum.net. Be nice.